Another conversation that I'm looking forward to is with a man, Rabbi Yoel Karen. He is very important as it comes to finding out information about what is happening in the Jewish world in Israel, and in fact around the world and when we think about it, but also finding out how the preparations are going in the activities that the Jewish people are involved in getting ready to build the next temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And the reason they're going to have to do that is because there is no temple there now. And this weekend is going to be a special time for the Jewish people when they stop to remember the terrible disasters of both the destruction of the first temple and the destruction of the second temple. Interestingly, it all happened on the same day on the calendar, Tish B'Av. We're going to talk with Rabbi Karen about that. Rabbi, thank you so much for being available to talk to us about the Jewish holy day, the fast day of Tish B'Av. First of all, for those listening to us, eavesdropping on the conversation, tell us what is Tish B'Av and what actually happens on that day.
Well, the month of Av is the fifth month of the Jewish calendar. This is what you'll see in the book of Zechariah when he talks about the fast of the fifth month. The fast of the fifth month is this fast that we call Tisha B'Av. Tisha is nine. So it's the ninth of the month of Av, the ninth day of the fifth month. And like as you mentioned, on that day, both the first and second temples were destroyed, first by the Babylonians, second by the Romans. And then many other terrible tragedies have happened to the Jewish people on that day throughout history also.
Now, this is the second most important fast day. I would consider, of course, Yom Kippur the epitome of fast days as far as the Jewish people are concerned, the Day of Atonement. But Tish B'Av is the second most important fast day, and you'll fast all day, and the people will think about actually what happened in 586 B.C. with the first temple being destroyed and 70 A.D. with the second temple being destroyed. But in addition to your prayers and your remembering, you read the Book of Lamentations, do you not?
Absolutely. We'll read the Book of Lamentations, and there are dirges that are sung throughout the entire day. We'll begin reading Lamentations the night before. When the Sabbath goes out, they'll start reading the Book of Lamentations. The entire mood, you don't greet your neighbor. It's very much a process of mourning, and it's a very, very sincere mourning. And back in the old days, they would even there are some people who still do it today, who will still put on sackcloth and put ashes on their head.
Because of the destruction of the Jewish temples on the Temple Mount. Well, that is a very serious time for the Jewish people. But at the end, do you not pray, looking forward to the next Tish B'Av next year, and what could be the possibility of a temple standing in Jerusalem?
Absolutely, absolutely. And this time, it's not just a matter of chest beating and gnashing of teeth and weeping over there being no temple. It's the realization of our sin that caused God to take his sanctuary away from us and trying to change who we are as a people and individuals. So that's what the real message here is. And Zechariah indeed tells us that the day will come when the fast of the fifth month will be turned into a feast of joy.
A feast of joy when that temple does stand on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Okay, many people are aware of the preparations to put a temple up on the Temple Mount, and possibly in the very near future. But let's get updated. Talk to us about it. The Temple Institute has kind of led the way among the Jewish community wanting to have a temple there. Have all the preparations, am I correct in assuming that the preparations have been made for that temple to go up onto the Temple Mount?
The truth is, for the most part, yes. What we're waiting for now is a certain nation called Israel to want it as badly as a few of us do, and we're getting there. But that's really what it all comes down to. The people have to have a sincere desire and not just pay lip service to it on the same day of the ninth of Av every year, saying, you know, may we have a temple and may we not have to fast at the end of every Passover Seder next year in Jerusalem, meaning not just may we be in the city of Jerusalem, but may we be there offering a Passover sacrifice and celebrating the holiday properly. Lip service is paid to that, and we've got to transfer it from just saying it to meaning it and really wanting it.
What are some of those preparations that have been made? The priests, have they been trained? The implements, all of that? Go through that with us, please.
There are classes of priests that are constantly learning the laws, practicing the slaughter, and it's a very, very in-depth process, and the Temple Institute has done amazing, amazing work for decades now, getting them ready, preparing vessels, preparing the gold and silver vessels. The high priest's breastplate alone had over 10 years of research involved in exactly how it was to be woven with the gold and the crimson and the blue threads and everything. It's really an incredible amount of work that's been done. And pretty much, like I said, the pieces are in place. And thank God it's all there, and he's made it possible.
Do you believe that there is a desire by the mass majority of the Jewish people to have that temple up onto the Temple Mount and soon?
Yes and no. We're not quite there yet. We don't have the majority yet. As I mentioned a few times, there was a poll taken a couple of years ago, and we're just below 50% that want a temple. That same study did not want the government of Israel to intervene and bring about a temple. The majority did not want to see any intervention by the government of Israel as far as bringing this about. There's this belief that the temple will fall from the sky, which there's absolutely no basis that that's actually going to happen. We have a commandment in the Bible, just like any other commandment, build me a sanctuary and I will dwell in your midst. He's not going to build it for us, just like he's not going to come fulfill any of the other commandments for me. So that's the shift that we have to get in people's thinking. They have to understand that we don't wait for God to come and perform commandments for us. He commands, we fulfill.
You know, it's interesting to me that many have said that the location for the next temple on the Temple Mount is going to be where that gold dome building, the Dome of the Rock, is standing today. If that be the case, what do the Jewish people and those activists getting ready to build the temple think will have to happen to get rid of that gold dome building?
Well, there's a major shift in thinking by the government of Israel. Hey, who knows what will happen? A major earthquake, a great war, something drastic will have to happen before that dome can be removed. But it will be removed. Rest assured, that's going to happen.
So you would agree that that is the location where the next Jewish temple has to stand there on the Temple Mount?
Without a doubt, and I've said this in a couple of interviews this week, that anyone who has spent a significant amount of time doing serious research knows that today we know with absolute certainty where the temple stood, where the Holy of Holies was, what the units of measurement were that were used in its construction, and where all of the forbidden areas are. We know exactly where everything is now. So there's no doubt like there was even just three, four generations ago.
This is great information. Now, with that all said, the preparations made, the location verified that it is supposed to be where the Gold Dome building is. Of course, that's just a slight problem and has to be removed. But how soon down the line do you think they could start construction? Are we close to that period of time in history?
We're very close. We're very close. None of us can say how long. I can't even promise that it will be in my lifetime, but I know we're very close. And remember that for certain offerings, especially like a Passover sacrifice, those can be brought right now, even with the dome in place, because we don't need a temple. All we need is an altar on which to place the certain parts of the sacrifice, on which to throw the blood on the corner of the altar. The altar is all that's necessary for sacrifices, and that can happen very quickly. That can be set up in a matter of minutes.
Wow. So very, very close to doing what the Lord has commanded, putting a temple up on the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem. Rabbi Yoel Karen, a dear friend to us here on Prophecy Today, and a broadcast partner par excellence who helps us to understand some very important issues as it relates to the Jewish people and the future. Rabbi, thank you so much. Appreciate the conversation. Thank you for being available. We'll talk again real soon.
Thanks.